Few things here. Motion to call the meeting to order. Thank you, James. We got a few things. Resolution 183 is there's some legal issues with regarding one parcel, which is an Ulster County parcel 165. They amended on the floor to remove parcel 165.
We approved
it. We are taking just going to make an amendment on the floor to pull
What's
that
the
resolution.
There's
in.
A Mr. Chairman.
Yes, go on. Yep.
There's a legal issue really with the corporation. It has nothing to do with Ulster County. So before we deed it back, because these are deed backs, we need to make sure they're ducks in a row before we do that. Wouldn't want to put the county in kind of a risk doing that, because it could just be ours and I wouldn't be able to deed it back to the kind of corporation. So we're going to work on that and just pull that one parcel from that resolution.
Did you say 165?
183.
It's parcel 165, but it's resolution 183.
Parcel 165. Okay.
I didn't find out just till last night. So is what? Yep.
All right. And one resolution 192 is going to be pulled, correct, Joseph? Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
Pulled?
197.
197, I'm sorry, yes.
Do you want to take no action, or do you want
to... motion to postpone it, yes.
Mr. Chairman, also, resolution number 192, I'd like to withdraw that at the request of purchasing director Mr. Ryder. There's some issues with the contractor, and they need to work through that, so I'd like to withdraw that at this time.
That's the parking.
Yes. Yeah. You'll see a resolution probably next month with the second bidder.
Very good. Okay. The low bidder rescinded their bid; they couldn't meet our.
Okay, let's go take them one by one. Resolution 192, motion to
withdraw.
Withdraw.
So moved.
A second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 197, resolution to. Postpone.
I'll make a motion.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Resolution 176, authorizing the issue of additional bonds of $83,409 to the cost of replacement of the Walden Bridge on Zena Road. Move, please.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
178, an additional $80,000 of bonds, the replacement of the fan. And Kill Bridge. Moved. Second. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 180, reconstruction of Donahue Bridge. Maximum net cost of $236,930. Authorize the issue of the bond of $236,930. Moved. Second.
I'll second.
Discussion. If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
182, authorize the issue of additional $250,000 of bonds.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, move. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
198, authorizing the chairman to execute a contract in the State Division of Criminal Justice to accept grants for the Detective Division Overtime Reimbursement Insurance Office. Move.
Moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're going to hold 199. That's going to take a little discussion. Resolution 200. Authorizing probation building reconstruction. I'm going to hold that one.
These are all.
They're all. All right. So, 199 to 203. Okay. It's all regarding the probation building. Basically, who's going to speak and read?
I can start this off.
Okay.
If you recall, during the budget process this year, the legislature approved. Resolution before the budget was adopted so that we could retain an architect and begin kind of due diligence. We put a placeholder in the budget. What we're bringing here as a late, kind of a package of late resolutions is a fully baked project. We're trying to get the project up and running to meet the statutory deadlines for Raise the Age, which come in the fall. So this is, again, this is the fully baked project.
All right. Just so that the, we first issued this was $1.6 million. Now it's up to $3.2 million. We need some kind of explanation why we're doubling the cost of, the cost itself.
Sure.
Mark?
So 1.6 was just the amount that was in the capital program.
I think what you first authorized was only the amount for architecture services. So when we came to you and asked you to do the capital, not the program, but the actual, the capital.
Capital program, right. The project.
It was just for the amount of architecture and engineering, some slight demolition, and a few other aspects of the project. We then went out with the architect, had them put together the specs, and we went out to bid about 6 weeks ago. Those bids came in higher than we would have liked. So we did some value engineering and looked at some other aspects of our program and went back out to bid. I guess it was 2 months ago, and then about 4 weeks ago, roughly. The bids opened on May 3rd, which was past the resolution deadline and the day after Public Works Committee. And this is where we are today. We got them in as soon as we possibly could.
Tracy?
So when it was first presented to us, it was, if my recollection, it was presented at the estimated $1.6 million for the project. I know you're saying what came to us was the $400,000 for architectural and design fees, which I looked back at the minutes because I remember questioning 25% of the estimated cost of the project going to architectural and design fees, and there being a back and forth discussion about that, which the minutes reflect. So first thing I want to understand is how we got from 1.6 to the 3.2,
sure,
inclusive of everything. And also how, I just want to say that I would very much like for there to be a special meeting of the legislature, because I think all legislators should be brought into, I realize that, I don't know how much has been discussed at committee, but I'd like to hear about this project beyond the talking points during the budget time, et cetera. I'd like a whole debrief on what exactly we're planning, what we're doing, what the monies are going for. I mean, at first we could talk about the change in the budget, but
right.
I think it would be helpful for all legislators to sort of be brought up to speed on what it is that's before us. Because I think it's a great project on its face, but I have to be honest in saying I don't really know a lot of details about it other than that we are redoing the Rent-A-Center to create a restorative justice center, which on its face sounds great, but that's a very broad stroke.
Right.
I would like more details. You know, I'm a detailed person, so
Tracy, I would love to have that meeting.
We should have that meeting.
Right, well, we're going to have a meeting. Like, what are we doing about tonight, though? We have resolutions before us tonight. What are we doing with resolutions?
But what I'm
tonight?
Saying, what's frustrating to me is I'm hearing that went out to bid and it came back, and you're going to tell us more about that, but I'm assuming it came back and you weren't happy with what
initially
you came back with, so you had to make changes. But I didn't even hear that happened.
You're not the only one. I heard it yesterday.
That happened. So, and I know I'm not on Public Works, and we're supposed to communicate, but I feel like it would be helpful to hear that even directly from the executive's office, because eventually it's going to have to come to Ways and Means, such an expenditure. So I'm sorry to take up so much time talking about
this. Let me just say a couple of things, Lynn, before I call on you.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, in your resolution here, I'm a little confused about the... You know, there's accelerated timeline and revised design components incorporated into such project based on best practice models for the construction and development of spaces. What is best
Not
practice models?
Not for the construction,
models?
But for the use of the space. And Rashida's here to talk a little bit about programming, so we can get into that. But she spent a lot of time, and others have spent a lot of time going around the state and others in probation around, I think some places around the country, to really study best practices in restorative justice, and that is what's being talked about.
Before, let's introduce Rashida. Rashida is a new member. How long have you been working here?
Since September.
September. She's with the Director of Research and Planning?
Operation Programming.
Operation Planning. And your job is to develop programs like this? Am I correct in saying that, or what's your actual job?
My main project is Restorative Justice and Community Empowerment Center, and I've been working on that since I came on board in September, specifically to identify community-based programs and also to look at existing county programs that can be offered at the center. We've worked with the task force, recruited a number of individuals in the community, and we've been working us in January to help identify programs that are out in the community that can be offered to help, you know, give these kids who come into the center a second chance.
Lynn, first. Lynn?
As Tracy said, it is an important program, and I don't think any of us are opposed to the program. I'm concerned about the timing of when we receive this. We still don't even have a full-blown Schedule A, understanding the full scope of where the money's allocated, etc. But more importantly, because of the importance of this program in the communities, I think it's really important not just to talk about how we're restructuring the building, but what the programs are and what has precipitated the reconfiguration of the center. And we don't have that. And I've talked to a couple of folks to see, did I miss something somewhere along the line? And I think that, you know, part of it was there was conversation in the budget process after Raise the Age was enacted. And so it created a number of things that happened. But I would appreciate, and I know I've talked to a couple of legislators, I think they would appreciate, before we move forward with this, to really understand the scope of what this center is offering, how you're reconfiguring the center to accommodate your programmatic changes that will hopefully have a positive impact in this group of individuals. So
yeah, I know I would like to again, one, the timelines are tight. I mean,
yes,
this is something special.
It.
I mean, this is, I'll be honest with you, Judge Breslin from the state's been down here several times. He's been personally involved. He's very excited.
Well, it would have been great to involve some of us in
again,
the process.
That
so.
Said, I'd love to work with the Public Safety Committee and have some really good dialogue. And let's put it this way, in a very short amount of time, a lot of work's been done. And really the goal here is to change children's lives.
Ken,
well,
and
that's we
not
would
the
love
point.
To
the
know
point
that.
Is that a lot of work has been done. The question becomes, I don't know if any legislators have been involved in the process and being up to speed of what you're doing, why you change things. I mean, you're asking us to fund 1.6 to 3.2 million. I mean, that's, in my opinion, a very hefty sum of money to say, okay, go ahead and do it without knowing the background of why we're doing it.
Yeah,
Mark?
If I could just say that in the last 2 to 3 years, we have really not come to you to establish capital projects. Now, let's ignore real quick the capital program, which is the 5-year capital program. We don't ask you to establish capital projects until we have numbers. So we come in with an architecture and engineering fee, which we did here, a number for that, and now we do construction. And the reason for that is because I think that there is a misunderstanding that 1.6 number, that's an estimate that came from somebody in Buildings and Grounds years ago, possibly, for this project. The times have changed, the scope of this project slightly changed, and that's why we don't come to the 1.6 when we first initially do the capital project.
All right, Joe, and then...
This is, in great part, correct me if I'm wrong, and I might be, to a response to all the counties are going to have to do something. I think that's where some of the frustration comes from, is I wonder how many legislatures in different counties were completely cut out, and you can say that this is just a capital project, but there's a lot how we're gonna handle the new norm, which is we're not going to be allowed to count 16 and 17 year olds as adults anymore. I do think some of that comes into the policymakers. I do think we should have all been at the table talking about how we're going to handle this, and there's a lot of different ways that we could have gone about it. When you look at every county in New York a couple of years from now and say, look at what Suffolk's doing, look at what Dutchess is doing, I guarantee that there were a lot of legislators involved in those kinds of decisions. And here we are again, taking your word for it, that you came up with the best plan, that all the numbers are good. So that's my frustration. I wasn't here until a couple of months ago, so I may not be privy to some of the involvement, but it doesn't sound like there was a heck of a lot. One more question for Mrs.
Tyler.
Tyler, you guys just said that you're working out of the county attorney's office.
Yes.
I'm just wondering why that would be.
Well, I think she can answer, Ken.
Let me just start.
No,
Mr.
but
Chairman.
I think I asked her.
Mr. Chairman, I want to take issue with the term cutting out. It's not true.
Okay, no, let's just ask. He asked the question. Just give a reason why you're working.
Just
out
a budgetary
the county.
Question: why we would be taking from the county attorney's budget? But that description of your job.
So, well, that's also not a complete description of my job. But, you know, the Restorative Justice and Community Empowerment Center is also a way to implement race age. So, it's actually integrally involved with race age, and so that is a major component. So, I'm also helping with the internal race age coordination that's going on. And so, because of the close links to that, that is also why I'm working on the project.
So, simply put, the prosecution of juveniles happens out of the county attorney's office.
Okay. Mark?
Just this position wasn't new this year. This position was previous, and it was one in the county attorney's office, which helped with the FEMA projects throughout the county. So this position, Rashida, took over after it was vacant.
Lynn?
Yeah, I think the bigger concern is, yes, I'm sure you'll have justifications for the increase in the expense. I think the bigger concern is that this is such an important initiative that has far-reaching ramifications beyond just where the building is, but how it affects each community. And I think it is an important issue that we should all be privy to how you're taking the raise the age and applying the principles beyond what the minimum requirements of the state, and how you're expanding upon that and looking to really drive program changes that are really critical. So I think that's the piece that for me is missing, and I think for the rest of us, then you start to look at the numbers and how you have to, then it makes sense. But right now, the way it's been presented, it's hard to put all the pieces together.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, if I could just respond that, yes. I mean, individual legislators have come forward. We've had a lot of meetings, we've had a lot of discussions. Again, it's the structure of the legislature. Tell us how you, if you want to interact in a group fashion, you know, tell us, is it at the committee level?
I'm going to be coming to you specifically about this, right? Because a lot of stuff should be handled in standing committees. And if there's initiatives that apply within a standing committee and should have broad, maybe, attendance by legislators interested in the issue, I think there's ways we can improve that process, and I look forward to presenting that.
Let me ask you a question, Mark, or anybody here. What happens if we hold these resolutions?
Okay, so if we hold these resolutions, then the October 1st deadline comes and goes, and a 16-year-old commits an act that needs to be dealt with through Raise the Age, and we aren't ready, which our goal is to have this center open by December 15th as of right now, because it takes time for those to work their way through the justice system. In this case, it would be family court. We believe that a delay of, we have about 6 weeks right now. When we first went out to bid, we were going to be ready for the center to be open on October 1st, which was ideal for us. We definitely would meet any deadline. We still believe we'll meet the state's deadlines, which is to have this ready by the time the first child is adjudicated. If we wait another month or till a special meeting, then I don't know that we'll meet those deadlines. So state funding could come into play. And I hate to, because we've said that before, and I know, I hate to say that. I actually delayed vacation about 5 weeks ago, spring break. I was supposed to drive down to North Carolina with my family. Because these bids came in high, I stayed through the weekend and came in Monday and met with the construction manager and the architect. And I'm not telling you that because I want you to feel sorry for me. I want you to understand that we've taken this seriously and tried to get it to you as quickly as possible. We met with the architect that day, did some value engineering, worked through that week. I was on the phone down in North Carolina, and then we went out to bid as soon as we possibly could, and we're here as fast as we could be.
Mark, the only thing I want to thank you for not going on vacation or going later on. The point is that, you know, why couldn't you inform the legislative body that, we have an issue here, and, you know, we might run into some problems, and we'll just make you aware. We don't know where we're going with this, but we're not staying at the $1.6 million.
We were never, at that point, I don't think we were looking at staying in the $1.6 million. Again, as soon as we had an architect
review this. Yeah, but we didn't know that.
Right, but I come to you when it's time for these to get passed. I mean, I just don't know what that would have been, just going
just
to the public
inform us
and saying,
what's happening.
You know, we went out to bid on this project, we were going to go this month, now we're not, and we don't know when we will, because what if we would have gone back out to bid again they still would have been in. So they came down $500,000 for just the construction portion. They were right around $3 million. They came down to $2.5 million. But I don't know what that mechanism is. I guess in the future, I'll pick up the phone and call Dean and let the Public Works Committee know that we went out to bid on something and we're not going to put a resolution forth, because it's not like I had a resolution in to withdraw.
Tracy?
Yeah, I mean, we had this come up once before with Public Works when there were a series of lates, and I want to say it was a couple years ago, and we talked about the lines of communication. And with all due respect, when you say the mechanism set up to be able to come to get it passed, it's hard for us as legislators to just go ahead and say, okay, that's fine. We've been talking about 1.6, and until a week ago, that's the number I had in my head. And now on top of that, which I'm very happy to meet Ms. Tyler and to know that we have someone specifically charged with this job, I think it's of critical importance, and I think that's great. But I think that's part of the whole picture. It seems to me that when a resolution is submitted that says part of the reason for the change in the numbers, notwithstanding an interim bid that came back too high and nobody knew about at this table, that part of the justification is that we're adjusting to programming and best practices, it just would behoove everybody to be on the same page with a presentation of, let's welcome Ms. Tyler, here she is, and let's talk about what the best practices are. Let's see how those programmatic changes translate to changes in documents and changes in numbers. And I think that we could all support that with pride. You know, I mean, this is something that is an amazing initiative. But right now, one week to go, we're handed documents that don't even have a breakout, as Legislator Archer said, on the Schedule A. So I'm having just a hard time coming to terms with just being able to say to my constituents, I understand the dynamics and the detail of this project, and I can tell you why it's doubled in price. If you ask me to leave this meeting today with that confidence, I can tell you, just speaking for myself, I can't do that. I cannot go home and answer a phone call and say, no, this is why it's going to be this amount of money. It's doubled, but X, Y, Z. And I don't think anyone at this table can. And with all due respect for the time, which I think we all have an understanding of, I'll come back next week. I mean, let's have a special meeting. Let's have a full presentation. Let's see what the plans and the proposal is. Let's hear what the best practices are. Let's all be able to stand and say, listen, we believe Ulster County's doing something great with this project. Because right now, we just know that a project's doubled and we're up against a deadline, and none of us really knows why. And if somebody at this table knows why, then they should stand up and say it, because I didn't even know that there was a bid that came back too high. So, I mean, what I would suggest is that we have a special meeting.
Hold on.
Post haste. Hold on. I'm not making a motion.
No,
I think we should have.
Let's hear everybody concerned. I think we have a solution here. Lynn, okay. Kathy, and Mark.
You were alluding to the 10-1, which is when the state legislates the change in the policy. And there are minimum requirements. My understanding is that this initiative, as it being proposed, exceeds that, which is for Judge Breslin, who's had the grantor and the whole spiel on concept, etc., which we'd love to hear. So there's minimum standards. My question to you is, to get you up and running, is to be able to implement your new initiatives. And my question is, come October 1, are there minimum standards we can meet before we implement this program that will give us a little wiggle room without this pressure, without understanding the full scope of what we're proposing here?
Are you going to answer
yes, that question? Yes, I'm going to answer that question. And the answer is, I believe, not without increasing the cost of this project, because what that minimum standard would be, so part of this project, and what I imagine maybe was the original kind of scope at the 1.6, is the addition of 8 offices additional probation officers for kind of a family court restorative justice type unit. Mm-hmm. Another portion of it is a conference room that will hold restorative justice centers, can be broken up into multi-rooms, will be used by community groups. But if we were to just say, just do, it's only 4,500 square feet. If we were to tell the general contractor, the electrician, and
That's not my question.
But if we were to tell them to just do this part, and I don't know that they would do that without increasing costs, because they were kind of planning. This is a type of job where they'll have two, three, four guys on it.
That's not my question, Mark. My question is, 10-1 comes, everything changes. What's the minimum we can do? It doesn't mean that you have to have your center up and running. There's other things that could happen. Centers are not being built in other counties with regards to this. And my understanding is that they're still sorting out, based on what I read online from the governor's office with regards to this program, that there, that funding will be coming this year and into next year. 100% of costs of increased costs will be accounted for by the state in some of this. So I don't know what degree of it is, but again, we don't have the full picture. And my question is, can we have interim space doing minimal as required by law as we're building out, so that we're not rushed to make a decision for a construction deadline? And that's my question.
Simply, the answer is no. That's a good question. I mean, the goal here is divert out of home placements, divert the incarceration of children, right? So people that are in the raise the age category, we're going to have to house them in special facilities at a very great cost. The goal is to create a diversion for the judges, and using the restorative justice model. Again, it's trying to reduce or eliminate those placements as much as we can. We have a lot of experience with this. For example, right now we deal with 14 and 15 year olds that get in trouble with the law. And we have a special unit. If you drive by Albany Avenue by Social Services, you'll see a big sign that says Coordinated Children's Services. So we have a very unique program where we have a lot of experience. We keep, I think last year, the average was 94% of the kids that get into trouble, keeping them in the home and not in these expensive placements. It pays for itself. So we've taken all that information and knowledge we've learned on how to deal with 14 and 15-year-olds, and we're now applying it to this bigger population. Again, we've always been on the cutting edge with Coordinated Children's Services, and it's to take that and kind of, you know, stay on the forefront as Raise the Age moves forward. To accomplish all those goals, the physical space just does not exist to do
it. Is that over and above what is required at minimum from a state perspective?
You need to have an option for these kids that's not a placement.
Yes.
My question, but I'm sorry.
You got to answer that question? Okay.
It goes to the question. Studies show that there is great harm to children who are come into contact with even the juvenile justice system. So our approach to divert youth is even to go and help the youth to make sure that they don't even come into contact with the juvenile justice system. It diverts them, and it helps them to get back on the right path. It helps to provide programming that makes a substantive change in their life. And so to delay that type of assistance and that type of impact in a child's life is a detriment not only to the child but to our society, and even for that short period of time, while we consider and while we go through these things, is not beneficial to the population that we're actually trying to help.
Kathy?
The way that I saw this when this came to Public Works, actually a couple of months ago, we were advised there would probably be these late resolutions. And I feel terrible hearing all of this now, because I think at that point, what I understood was that we had a policy as a legislature that we want this restorative justice center. We didn't yet have a total budget figure, because it wasn't as though we set a budget ahead of time saying you have $5 million or $10 million to do this, come back to us with a proposal. That wasn't how I understood it to be set up. Instead, I understood it that the executive and purchasing and the engineers were going to go out and get bid documents with something that was going to be close to what we needed in restoring this building. and it was going to have a lot of special stuff. It was going to have lots of areas for privacy, and it was going to have ways for people to interact and special social things. So I thought it would be a pretty big ticket, but we do have some experience with working with 14 and 15-year-olds. And so I saw it just purely as an implementation issue that the executive and purchasing were working on. We did get advised that the bids had come back and they were going to go back out with them again, and that sounded reasonable. They wanted to get better value, and now they're coming with them late, still trying. I see them as being compressed by this October 1st deadline, and I agree with Ms. Tyler. I'd like to have the kids out of there absolutely as soon as possible. So from the committee, you know, at least my role on it, I did not see it as a problem. I now see that the idea of having people involved in kind of the details as they were unfolding would have helped people feel better about what to me seems like a very reasonable price tag for the refurb of a building to accomplish this process. And I guess I would just ask that we go forward with it and get the conversations going about programming or about changing things that we might be able to do to modify it. But this is basically just rearranging a space to be able to accommodate the needed program services, which were also being developed as we were going.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like over a six-month period, there was a lot of stuff happening, and I didn't see the need, and we didn't discuss in Public Works the need to have a special meeting to invite in the legislature on it, because it was absolutely a policy that we were pursuing, and it seemed like implementation was happening as it should.
Jim?
So that's where I am on it.
Jim?
Well, really just listening to Tracy, Lynn, and Mark, you said earlier that the $1.6 million was an estimate from someone in Buildings and Grounds. So really, it was an estimate, okay? But if you have an architect now, I think what everyone would like to see is a plan put on that table so we can fully understand this project. I mean, I know we're under the gun. State law, we have to be up and running. That's where we have to be, okay? And it is if you can save one child, you've done your job. But, we need to have a bit more information, and probably, as Kathy said, yes, we knew this, but we should have gotten a flag, at least somebody should have shot us a balloon and said, hey, this is where we're going.
All right, well, we have to make a decision here. We have to move forward. Hold on, Mark. Let me just say one thing. What happens if we wait 1 week in approving this? This is not going to change your schedule in any great degree. I'm in construction. I know
no,
one
I
week
mean, it'll push it back a week.
One week. So. I mean, 1 week, you're going to be accommodating on your deadlines on the back end. I think that's probably the prudent thing to do, have a special meeting. I already had Amber go talk to the chairman to see if he would call a special meeting within Monday or Tuesday next week. In the meantime, we will have a meeting prior to that to educate all of us regarding the program. You tell us, like Jim said, regarding the architect plans, that we have everything before us. We hold a meeting by next Tuesday. At that time, a vote will be taken. I'm sure a lot more people feel much more comfortable on the final decision, knowing what's going to be involved. Ken?
Just if I could just modify that train of thought, Mr. Chairman, maybe I think it'd be more appropriate to have the Public Safety Committee take the lead on a informational meeting, on this.
Well, we could do a joint venture because it hasn't come to ways and means anyway. Dean, you and our committee can do the same thing.
Yeah.
Have call a joint meeting. Every legislator is invited. It's going to be a night that we're going to have a meeting thereafter, a full legislative body, so we can vote on it and move forward. Tracy said that earlier. So I think it's a prudent thing to do. 1 week, yes, I know it's 7 days, 6 days. Contractors, I'm sure, are eager to move forward. So I don't think that's going to be on your back end deadline. Mark?
If I could just clear up one point, and I know it won't make a difference, but just because I've heard it said twice now about a Schedule A. So on any of these capital projects where we're using an architect, we use an AIA document that doesn't have a scope of services or a Schedule A. So this is not an incomplete contract that you have in front of you. It is the full contract. It brings in the program manual, which I sent to Amber earlier today. which is 1,300 and something pages. So everything that's contained in that 1,300 pages is brought in under the contract. But it's not an incomplete contract. It's what you see with all of our capital projects, and especially larger construction projects.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
So in that 1,300-page project, I mean, documented, breaks down what all, how they arrived at their number.
Yeah, it doesn't have the plans. It has every spec under, you know, for the masonry, for what
with they're numbers requiring. Attached? That's what
no, there's
no,
we can't, no, we wouldn't not give.
It's not an itemized breakdown of each item.
It's
that
what
they're
the
doing.
Contractors read to give us the bids back. We just do a lump sum, and then we ask for a schedule of values once the contracts are passed, typically, and that goes in as well.
And I'm also hearing a distinction between one thing is a building, the other thing is what the heck's going on in that building.
Just so that you're clear, what we'd like from your office is to give us the program itself, all right, where it's going, how quick it's going. And then we need the construction end of it, a whole schedule that way.
Also to be clear, we don't know exactly what the final program is going to look like today.
I totally understand.
It had to do something. It had to inform the layout that you were recommending. So you had some broad scope of ideas of what you wanted to include in this.
We know where we're going. We don't know exactly how we're going to put that.
I get that, but it would be great to understand that.
Tracy? Sure.
And can we also, we could probably get it online, but maybe, Mark, you could also send over to Amber the most recent bid that went out, the bid package, just so we could see what there was.
That's the project manual. That's the 1,300 pages.
And
I'll send her addendums.
Designs? I mean, what
the plans.
The plans are
They're not in there.
Okay, well, that I feel like would be very helpful to see as well. I mean,
sure.
Since that's what we spent the money with the architectural design firm, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
Tricia?
And value engineering, it would be great to understand what that means. I've heard that term a couple times today, and it would be...
It's like when the architect will design a certain panel that's non-standard, that costs more, and you look at it and you say, no, you can buy these off the shelf, this size panel, so let's change the plan so it uses the standard off the shelf type. That's an example.
And one of the pieces was that the architect had called for a stainless steel parapet around the roof. I was not aware of that. A contractor brought it to my attention, and we said, why would we not just do a weathered metal? And it's not going to change the look, and it's a lot cheaper. Another one was that the architect originally had designed like a 6x6 grate over a tree, and that had to be custom made for about $20,000, where off the shelf it's like 6x4. For $5,000, so we changed it. So that saved us $15,000 there. There was just a few.
But that's an example of that.
Those are examples of what we...
Laura?
Trying to see if I could find what the total budget was, but I am interested. I mean, if we were over on one portion of it, if we were still within budget for the complete project for this year, it wouldn't be terrible. But I'm seeing some piecemeal things that have already been approved, you know, $89,000 for management and... it looks like there was supposed to be an April 2nd special session to go over some of the prime contracts. Did that ever get scheduled?
I don't know that it ever... that would be a question for the chairman. That was the original special session that we were going to do when the original bids opened the first time. Mm-hmm. That never happened because they were too high. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tracy, last question, and we got to wrap this up.
Can you refresh my memory? Did you say 4,500 square feet it is?
Mm-hmm.
4,500. 400
yeah.
square foot, isn't that 1.8?
So well, this is
700
square foot.
This special meeting would be Ways and Means, seven, Public 11, Works, and Public Safety.
631.
And any legislator, yes.
And any legislator.
That's without design.
You got to fit your schedule, right? I want to hear we're going to be beyond schedule. Deadline schedules.
We're
September
be beyond my deadline schedule.
September 1st, you're gonna have it done.
That's just
September. Well, it was gonna be October 1st. Yeah. That was gonna be done. So we're now looking at December. So now we got.
What do you mean?
The holidays in, and so we're probably looking at
October 1st.
What's that? No, we were 210 days, so we were looking at mid-December. October 1st is when the first 16-year-old can commit a crime, and then instead of going through the adult system, go through.
Right, but why can you still do that, servicing it some other way, like was brought out today?
Because
I got great confidence in you, Mark.
We don't have empty space laying around.
I will say also the physical structure does play a huge role.
I totally understand. I'm infrastructure, so I totally understand. All right.
In the adult system?
They're in the adult system.
You're going to be all right with that?
It is, yeah. It's
all right.
Do that.
So when would this meeting?
Excuse me?
So I can see when I drive by.
Yeah, we're going to block resolutions 199, 200, 201, 201, 202, and 203. We're going to hold these for a special meeting. All right, the special meeting will be Ways and Means, Public Works. Who else you said?
Public Safety,
and all legislators invited. We are going to get an updated from the executive office on the whole project about the construction end and also the program end.
Yeah, but you want to learn about restorative justice.
Yes. All right.
Thank you. Appreciate
all right. Probably it'll
can
probably
we have
be done
by the end of tonight. What day is going
to? It'll probably be Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Can we aim towards Monday?
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Well, one night some people aren't going to make, another night some other people aren't going to make, so we're not going to accommodate everybody.
For sure, we
got it.
But we can know tonight.
Can we make a motion? Someone make a motion to what I just said about these five resolutions. What we're doing.
Democratic caucus.
Jim, make that resolution. Make a motion. The five resolutions.
Block 199 through 203.
Yeah, make that a motion right there.
As a block, that is my motion.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And then, as three committees and all legislators are meeting within a week or by next Tuesday regarding moving forward with these resolutions and taking a vote that night. The chairman's going to call a special meeting.
An email will be sent out, so everybody knows.
The email will be sent, yes. Make that in the form of a motion, someone?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Any questions?
Mr. Chairman.
All in favor, say aye. Yes.
Aye. Any specific questions, please feel free to forward me.
Yes, get them ASAP. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you on the hot seat first night, right? All right. All right, take care.
Thank you.
Anything else? If not, a motion to adjourn, please. All in favor? Thank you.
614.